Chapter 16, Pay It Forward. Parenting is among life's most challenging and rewarding journeys. As you conclude this book, I hope it has served not merely as a compilation of strategies, but as a catalyst for self-reflection, growth, and transformation. My sincere wish is that these pages have acted as a compassionate guide during difficult moments, a source of inspiration in joyful times, and a resource to bolster your confidence in addressing your child's needs. While parenting lacks a manual, it offers abundant opportunities to learn about yourself, your emotions, and your capabilities. I trust this book has helped you to uncover deeper insights into your strengths and triggers, and help you to realize that parenting is not solely about shaping your child's future, but also about personal development. Each phase of this journey involves healing, learning, and evolving into the person and parent you've always aspired to be. The hidden impact of generational cycles. Throughout these chapters, we've examined how generational cycles, often deeply ingrained, can shape the way we parent, sometimes in ways we don't even recognize. Have you noticed patterns in your reactions, those moments when guilt, fear, or shame from your past resurface? Perhaps you've observed how your upbringing influences how you communicate or manage conflict with your child. Recognizing these connections is no easy task. It can be difficult to face how our past has shaped us, but doing so is the first step toward healing. Breaking free from these cycles empowers us to rewrite our parenting story, one no longer dictated by old wounds, but by intentional choices, compassion, and resilience. The power of putting tools into practice. If you've begun applying the tools and strategies shared in this book, I hope they've already provided you with moments of clarity and peace. Perhaps you've experienced a moment when you realize that you don't have to react immediately, that you can pause, take a deep breath, and approach the situation calmly and with control. Or maybe you've discovered that setting boundaries is not a source of conflict or distance, but a way to create security and trust. Each small victory matters. Perhaps you've witnessed the impact of validating your child's emotions before jumping into problem solving. Or maybe you've felt the healing that comes from allowing yourself to stumble and repair rather than striving for perfection. These tools are not just about parenting. They're about fostering stronger relationships, greater emotional awareness, and a deeper sense of stability within yourself. A future built on hope. At its core, this book is about hope. The belief that no matter what your past holds, whether it's pain, negative cycles, or feelings of inadequacy, you have the power to create a new path forward. Your struggles don't define you. What defines you is your courage to face challenges, learn from them, and grow through them. Every small step you take reshapes your story, and not just your own. Your growth has a ripple effect, transforming the story of your family. By breaking generational cycles and modeling emotional resilience, you're planting seeds of love, strength, and connection that will blossom in your children's lives and in the lives of those around them. The gift of knowing what to do. There is a profound power in knowing how to respond when you feel completely at a loss. Moments of uncertainty, when you feel a tightness in your stomach and are unsure how to handle a situation, can be some of the toughest challenges any mom faces. It's in those moments that the tools you've developed on this journey can become your anchor. They are designed not just to guide you, but to ground you, offering clarity and a sense of purpose, even when everything feels overwhelming. Think back to a time when you faced a parenting challenge that left you feeling helpless or unsure. Perhaps it was a moment when your child's emotions were out of control and you weren't sure how to calm the situation. Or maybe it was an instance when your own emotions took over. Now imagine having a guide in those moments, a set of tools that help you pause, breathe, and respond with intention instead of reacting. This is the gift you've been working toward, the ability to face future parenting challenges with confidence and compassion. A lifelong journey of growth. The journey doesn't end here. The tools you've acquired aren't mere quick fixes. They are lifelong skills that will evolve with you as you grow. As you continue applying these strategies, your confidence will build and you'll approach challenges with calm resilience. Over time, you may even begin to anticipate situations that once felt unpredictable, equipping yourself to respond with greater and greater skill, shaping the future for your children. But the impact extends beyond your own growth. By practicing these tools, you not only transform your approach to parenting, but also set a powerful example for your children. They learn from your actions, emotional regulation, mindful communication, and the courage to confront challenges directly. These lessons become integral to their development, influencing how they manage their relationships and emotions as they mature. The ripple effect of growth. As you naturally pass these lessons on, you may notice a ripple effect. The skills you've developed could start influencing not only your interactions with your children, but also your relationships with others, family, coworkers, and friends. By demonstrating empathy, effective communication, and emotional awareness, you inspire those around you to adopt these same practices. In this way, your growth becomes a gift that extends far beyond yourself, sharing the skills without judgment. When you discover tools that transform your life, it's natural to want to share them with everyone around you. You feel the joy of your progress, the relief of finding answers, and the excitement of knowing things can improve. But while that excitement and enthusiasm is wonderful, it's important to share these skills with care and consideration. Imagine discovering a guide that helps you understand once confusing terrain. Naturally, you'd want to share this guide so others can also find their way. But if you offer it with the implication that their approach was wrong, they might hesitate to use it, even if the guide could truly help. Why non-judgment matters. When introducing DBT skills or any new approach to your spouse, coworkers, or friends, it's crucial to approach them with empathy and validation. People are most open to hearing new ideas when they feel safe and accepted, not judged. If they sense even a hint of criticism about how they manage their emotions or interactions, they may shut down or become defensive, even if your intentions are sincere. Think of it this way. Sharing skills with others isn't about fixing them. It's about inviting them to explore something that has worked for you. Validation is key in this process. Acknowledging someone's strengths, efforts, and struggles helps create an environment of trust and curiosity, making it more likely they'll be open to what you have to share. Practical approach to sharing. Here are some ways to share these skills effectively and without judgment. Start with your own story. Share your personal experience with humility and honesty. For example, I've been trying something new lately that has really helped me stay calm during stressful moments. It might be something you'd find useful as well. Focus on benefits, not critiques. Frame your suggestions as opportunities, not corrections. Instead of saying you should try this because what you're doing isn't working, try something like, "This tool has been a real game changer for me, especially when I feel overwhelmed. I'd love to share it with you if you're interested." Validate their current efforts. Acknowledge what they're already doing well. For example, "I know you've been handling a lot lately, and I can see how much you care about doing your best. It's really inspiring to watch." Introduce skills gradually. Sharing one small idea at a time can feel less overwhelming. You might start by introducing mindfulness with something like, "I've been practicing taking just one mindful breath before responding when I feel stressed. It's incredible how such a simple act can make such a big difference." An invitation, not a critique. When sharing skills with others, always aim to make it feel like an invitation. No one wants to feel lectured or judged. Instead, let your own growth and transformation inspire others naturally. People will notice the changes in you, how you manage conflict, regulate emotions, or communicate calmly, and that may spark their curiosity to learn more. Remember, the goal is not to convince or persuade anyone. It's simply to offer something that has added value to your life. Whether or not they choose to explore these tools is ultimately their decision, and that's okay. Leading by example is often the most effective way to influence those around you. Finding your unique approach. As you continue practicing the tools you've learned, you'll start to notice something powerful. These skills don't exist in isolation. Instead, they begin to connect and complement each other, forming a dynamic and adaptable toolkit for handling the complexities of parenting and relationships. Every family is unique. What works in one household may need to be adjusted or reimagined in another. And that's the beauty of these skills. They're designed to be flexible. You can tailor and combine them to meet the specific challenges you encounter. Over time, you'll create a personalized system that feels natural and effective for your family's needs. For example, you might find that mindfulness helps you stay grounded during moments of chaos, enabling you to apply emotion regulation techniques more effectively. Or you may discover that interpersonal effectiveness becomes even more impactful when combined with validation, helping you approach difficult conversations with both strength and empathy. These combinations don't need to be perfected overnight. They will emerge naturally as you experiment, practice, and grow. Developing mastery. Think about the first time you tried to use one of these skills. It may have felt awkward or forced, like learning a new language or picking up a new instrument. That's completely normal. Every new skill requires practice before it becomes second nature. Over time, as you consistently use these tools, they'll become more fluid and intuitive. You'll find yourself naturally integrating them into your responses, even in high-stress situations. For example, when your child has a meltdown, you might instinctively take a mindful breath, validate your child's feelings, and calmly set a boundary. During a disagreement with your spouse, you may pause to check in with your own emotions, mindfulness, express your needs clearly, interpersonal effectiveness, and acknowledge his perspective, validation. This progression is a sign of growth. It's evidence that you're not only learning the skills, but also embodying them. Your growing confidence means you're building a system that will work, not just today, but for years to come. Sharing your growth and breakthroughs. I'd love to hear how these skills are showing up in your life. Maybe you've experienced a breakthrough moment when you noticed a dramatic shift in your child's behavior or felt a sense of inner calm you didn't know was possible. Perhaps you've observed more subtle yet powerful changes, like fewer conflicts at home, smoother transitions during challenging routines, or a deeper sense of connection with your loved ones. These moments matter. They aren't just milestones in your journey. They're celebrations of the work you've done to grow and heal. Sharing your story, whether with me or others, can serve as a powerful reminder that progress is possible, even in the most difficult circumstances. It can also inspire those who feel stuck or overwhelmed to believe in their own ability to create change. Building a legacy of resilience and connection. What you're doing goes far beyond addressing day-to-day challenges. By adapting, combining, and practicing these skills, you're creating a ripple effect that will impact your family for generations. Imagine your child watching you handle a tough moment with grace, pausing to breathe, responding thoughtfully, and staying calm. They're learning from your example, internalizing the idea that it's possible to manage big emotions without losing control. These lessons will stay with them as they grow, shaping how they interact with others and handle challenges in their own lives. Even more, The legacy you're building doesn't stop with your children. As you grow, heal, and model these skills, you're breaking generational cycles of trauma and emotional reactivity. You're creating a foundation of resilience, compassion, and connection that will ripple outward, touching not only your immediate family, but also your extended family, friends, and community. Let's celebrate your progress. I'd love to hear about the breakthroughs and insights you're experiencing, whether it's a major aha moment or small win that brightened your day. Please feel free to share. Together, we can celebrate the incredible growth and healing you're bringing into your family. Remember, the work you're doing is powerful. By combining and integrating these skills, you're not just changing your present, you're rebuilding a future filled with resilience, love, and connection. A story of transformation. I think of a close friend who faced significant challenges throughout her life. She once described herself as being caught in a storm, constantly oscillating between despair and anger. Her emotions felt like waves, overwhelming, unpredictable, and seemingly impossible to control. She often felt guilt for how her reactions affected her family, especially her children. But at the time, she didn't know how to act differently. Life felt like a series of emotional extremes. Small conflicts would escalate into heated arguments, followed by moments of deep regret. She felt isolated, misunderstood, and disconnected, both from her family and herself. As her children grew into adulthood, the relationship became strained. They avoided difficult conversations, fearing her outbursts or the emotional aftermath that often followed. Everything changed when she discovered dialectical behavior therapy, DBT. At first, she was skeptical. How could learning a few skills make a difference in the emotional turmoil she felt trapped in? But gradually, she began to incorporate the tools in her daily life, regulating emotions with DBT. One of the first skills she learned was emotion regulation, the ability to recognize and manage her intense feelings without letting them control her. She started with small steps, identifying her emotions. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," she learned to identify specific emotions like frustration, sadness, or disappointment. This clarity helped her feel less overwhelmed. Checking the facts. She began challenging the stories her emotions told her. For example, when she felt that her children didn't respect her, she asked herself, "Is there evidence for this, or could it be just my fear talking?" Building a life worth living, she incorporated activities that brought her joy and fulfillment, like gardening and painting, which helped stabilize her mood over time. Through practice, she discovered that her emotions were not enemies to fear, but signals to understand and manage. Moving toward wise mind. One of her most meaningful breakthroughs was learning the concept of wise mind, a state where logic and emotion work together to guide balanced, thoughtful decisions. Before learning DBT, she often operated from either her emotion mind, where anger or sadness dictated her reactions, or her reason mind, where she suppressed her feelings entirely. Through wise mind, she learned to pause, breathe, and reflect before responding. For example, one day her adult daughter told her she needed space after an argument. In the past, my friend would have reacted defensively or with guilt, repeatedly calling to apologize or explain. But this time, she paused. Using wise mind, she validated her own feelings of hurt, while also acknowledging her daughter's perspective. Instead of reacting impulsively, she sent a calm, understanding message. "I hear that you need space, and I respect that. I'm here whenever you're ready to talk." That moment became a turning point in their relationship. Her daughter later shared how much she appreciated her mother's calm response, which opened the door to a deeper, more honest conversation. The power of validation. Another skill that transformed her relationship was validation. She learned to validate both her own emotions and those of her loved ones. In the past, when her grandchildren had tantrums, she often felt triggered, responding with frustration or trying to shut down their feelings. But with validation, she began to approach these moments differently. For example, when her grandson cried because he couldn't have a toy, she knelt down to his level and said, "I know you're feeling really upset right now. It's okay to feel sad when you don't get what you want. Let's take a few breaths together." This simple act of acknowledgement often diffused the situation and strengthened her connection with her grandchildren. She realized that validation doesn't mean agreeing with others. It means letting them know that their feelings are real and understandable. Distress tolerance in crisis moments. Life didn't stop presenting challenges, but she no longer felt powerless. She used distress tolerance skills to manage moments of intense emotion without escalating the situation. For example, during a difficult family gathering, she became overwhelmed by old memories and lingering tensions. Instead of lashing out or withdrawing, she applied the stop skill. Stop. She physically stepped away for a moment. Take a step back. She paused and reminded herself that she didn't have to respond immediately. Observe. She noticed her thoughts. I'm feeling left out. And physical sensations. Tight chest, rapid breathing. Proceed mindfully. She returned to the conversation, choosing to engage calmly, rather than let her emotions take over. These moments of self-regulation helped her rebuild trust and stability in her relationship. The ripple effect of healing. Today, her life looks completely different. She enjoys open, meaningful relationships with her grown children and shares a playful, loving connection with her grandchildren. She's proud of the work she's done, not only for herself, but also for her family. Her children often remark on how much calmer and more grounded she seems, and they have begun practicing some of the skills she demonstrated. She is living proof that it's never too late to change. The ripple effect of her healing is clear in her family, where cycles of reactivity and disconnection have been replaced with understanding and connection. Her story reminds us that transformation isn't about perfection. It's about progress. A final thank you. As we reach the end of this journey together, I want to express my deep gratitude to you. Thank you for your courage, openness, and willingness to take this transformative step. It has been an honor to walk alongside you as you explored the challenges and joys of parenting, and I'm truly inspired by your commitment to growth. The path isn't easy. The decision to confront your struggles, face your past, and embrace change requires immense strength. Every page you've read, every skill you've practiced, and every moment you've chosen to spend differently is a testament to your resilience and your love for your family. Carrying these lessons forward. The tools you've learned here aren't just for today or tomorrow. They're for a lifetime. Parenting, like life, is a continuous journey of learning and growth. There will be days when everything falls into place and you feel the warmth of connection. There will also be days when you stumble, when old patterns resurface, or when you feel stuck. Remember, every small step matters. Progress isn't about perfection. It's about persistence. Each time you pause to breathe, validate a feeling, or respond with compassion instead of reactivity, you're making a powerful choice. You're choosing to break cycles, build trust, and create a legacy of love and understanding. Think of the ripple effect these choices have. When you practice mindfulness, your children learn to pause and reflect. When you model emotion regulation, they see that big feelings can be managed. When you validate their emotions, they feel seen and valued, carrying that sense of security into their own relationships. Paying it forward. Your healing is not just a gift to yourself. It's a gift to everyone around you. Every skill you use and every change you make has the potential to inspire others. Perhaps it's your spouse who notices how you now approach conflict with calm and clarity, or a friend drawn to the positive shift in your energy who asks for advice. Or maybe it's your children who will one day reflect on the safe, loving environment you worked so hard to create for them. Let's continue to pay it forward. Share what you've learned, not by preaching or pushing, but by living these skills authentically. Let your transformation serve as a quiet yet powerful invitation for others to explore their own growth.